Okay, so it's nice to be with everybody here again. And now it's the second Adar. So not everybody was here the first Adar. Doesn't matter. Those who were here, it might add. I like to build every month, but for those who are not here, last Adar, it will be something that you can fully understand, take away. And so to get into the month, which of course is Simcha, as we're about to be by Purim, which is very exciting. So we're going to listen to a song from Yosef Karduner. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, but it's about Simcha, it's about not being miayish, not ever giving up hope. If a person's ever going through a tough time, only Simcha. That's the basis of the song. And then we'll talk about it.
זמן קשה, רק לשמוח יש, רק לשמוח יש, רק לשמוח יש. טה-לה-לי, נה-לה-לי, נה-לי,
Guys, I think we all have to be thankful to the Grunbams for having us, and we have to be considerate of them, and this house can't hold the dancing, so okay. Let's just burst from joy from our seats.
This was a live, he did a live event in someone's house many, many years ago. I wanted you to hear that last part, that the dancing, right? That song gets people going, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. It's Adar Beis, Simcha, we got to loosen up a little bit, Purim's coming. So let's talk about the month. So we'll start like this. You know, it's a month of tzchok, of laughter. So I saw a nice thing. So I said, they said, do you want to hear it? You want to hear a joke backwards? Interesting. Right? You want to hear a joke backwards?
No. Then you're supposed to answer. It's not
going to
be funny.
That's funny. So you want to hear a joke backwards? You say,
sure.
Course, exactly. So laugh. Right, you want to hear the joke backwards, so laugh first. Laugh first. So Mishnechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, that's the month. The month is a Zman, a month of Simcha. We know Adar is also the last of the months. Of all the year, this is the last month. Nisan starts a new calendar year. And there's a pasuk there. It's not a pasuk, but we say in Davening, Baruch HaDodi, Sof Maisa B'Machshav HaTechil. There's many ways to learn that. It's referring really to Shabbos, that the Sof Maisa, Shabbos was made at the end of all the Maisim. But Machshava Techila was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first thought when he created the world. Just it took time for that purpose, the purpose of the world. Shabbos, it took some time to get there. But another way you can learn is the Sof Maisa of Machshava Techila is that the Sof Maisa, the end, the last Maisa, becomes the Machshava Techila. So for example, us, other, the Sof Maisa, it's the last Maisa, it's the last month, becomes the Machshava, the way that we should go in, Machshava Techila, we should go into the new year. So other is the end of the year, but it also really begins the year, because everything needs a hachana, preparation. You can't go into Shabbos without hachanas, you can't go into any mitzvah without hachanas, you can't go into a test without preparing a hakdama, hachana. So therefore, other, while being the last of the months, is also the beginning of the next year. There's also Chazal say, Hakol holich acher ha-gemar. Hakol, everything goes after the end, the gemar. So again, other, we're seeing the two concepts that I want to bring out that we're going to speak about is other, number one, being the inyan of simcha, mishenichnas other marbim b'simcha, and that it's the last month of the year. So there's a Torah from Rabbi Nachman. We quoted him last month. It's very important to hear his words. He's a tzaddik who gives chizik, who inspires us even today. He speaks down to our level. Many of the tzaddikim, you have to really work hard to understand what they were saying. Rabbi Nachman specifically spoke to us, even though he was in the 1700s, the way he spoke was so down to earth that we can also gain chizik just from his simple words. You don't have to learn so deep into it. So he says, I'll read you a few lines here. This is from, it's called Tinyana, the second chelik of Rabbi Nachman and Chav Dalet. So this is the famous line, Mitzvah Gedola Lios B'Simcha Tamed. Probably most people have heard that line. It becomes songs. Mitzvah Gedola, it's a great mitzvah, to be B'Simcha always. Constantly be B'Simcha. And he says, Ulizgaber, and you have to be strong. Laharchik Ha'atzvus, to push away any atzvus, any sadness. V'hamor shchayra, and deeper sadness, depression. B'chol kocho, you have to push away any sadness, any pessimism, any negativity. You have to push it away very strong. V'haklal, he says in the rule is, shetzorch lezgabrim ma'od b'chol kochos lios ach semech tamid. You have to really put in all your efforts to try to get into this state of ach semech tamid, to always be in a state of simcha. He says, Kiteva Adam, because the nature of a person that we were born with, Limshoch Atzmo Lamar Shcharav Atzvas. He says, the nature of people is that we're drawn down towards sadness, depression, negativities maybe, pessimisms. He says, the nature. Machmas Pige Umikrezman, because of the happenings that goes on in your life or in the world, people take it very hard. Again, what's going on in the world for sure, and then in their own lives also. Things don't go their way, not as they expected, and therefore they go down. V'chol adam al yisurim, he says, people are filled with pain, yisurim. All different types of yisurim. Al kain, therefore, he says, tzorech l'hachriach es atzma, you have to push yourself very much. You have to go against nature. You have to go l'maylam in ateva, right? Your teva is to be drawn down, you have to go l'maylam in ateva. You have to push hard, right? With great strength, to be in a state of simcha always. You have to make yourself happy in any way you can. And he ends off, even by acting silly. Be like a shoyte, be like a crazy person. So he says you have to push against your teva, the natures that were brought down. Things don't always go our way. You can go outside and the weather, it's not nice weather. It's cold, it's rainy. You're already like, oh, here's another day. He says, Rabbi Nachman says, no, you have to push against it. You have to push hard, not let yourself be down, and to be besimcha in any possible way to make yourself besimcha. Even doing silly things. So we're going to explain a little bit. So it says, now we're by Mamish, we're right by Megillas Esther, Mosei Shabbos. So right at the end of the Megillah, when it's discussing about the Chag, right after the whole story, and then Mordechai and Esther ask, they write letters to enact a Yom Tif, Purim. So the Pasuk says in Perek Tes at the end, So we'll be mamshach here. He says, "L'kayim aleim lios osimis yom arba aser l'chodesh Adar, to establish on the 14th day of Adar, ve'es yom chamisha aser bo, v'chol shana v'shana." That Purim should be on the 14th, we know on the 15th, 14th for outside the walled cities, 15th for the walled cities. Ki yomim asher nachu b'hem ha'yehudim, me'aveim. Like the days that they rested, Klal Yisrael rested that year, if you were outside Shushan, you only fought on Yud Gimel, you rested on Yud Aleph, and they had Simcha, Mishta. And if you were in Shushan, you also fought against our enemies on the 14th, and they rested on the 15th. So therefore, every year, Kayam Asher Nachu Bahem, every year, like the days they rested, whether the 14th or the 15th, that's when you should make Purim. V'hachodesh Asher Nepach Lehem Yogon Nesimcha, and the month that was turned over from Yogon, agony and pain, to Simcha, U'me'evil Yomtif, from Avelis, we almost died, we're mourning, that was turned into a Yomtif, Lasos Osam, to make them Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, days of Sudas, Simcha, Mishloach Manos, Ishta Re'eu, Matanos Levyana. So something very interesting in this pasuk. What's this pasuk talking about? It first says you have to keep the 14th and the 15th of Purim. And then it starts telling us about that the month was turned over from Yogon to Simcha, Evel to Yomtif. Right? Yogon means pain, agony. It was turned over into Simcha. And then we made Yagon to Simcha and then Evel to Yontif. Right? Which days were turned from mourning to Yontif? Which days?
The days that they were fasting.
The days they were there. The 13th, the 14th, the 15th. Right? Those 3 days were turned over. What does the pasuk say? V'hachodesh asher nepach lohem Yagon to Simcha. The entire month, the entire other was turned from Yogun to Simcha, from Evil, from mourning to Yontif. This is the source, Mishenichnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha. Why should it be Mishenichnas Adar? It should be when Yud Gimel comes, Yud Dal and Tezvav. But somehow the entire Chodesh Adar, the end of the year, gets swept away with Purim, and the entire month becomes a month of Simcha. To the degree that some even learn the end of the pasuk, Lasos Osam Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, Lasos Osam doesn't just mean the 14th and the 15th on Purim. It means the entire month a person should be a little bit of Mishta, maybe a little bit of extra wine, a Simcha, maybe even Mishloach Manos, Matanos Evyonim, be more friendly with people during the whole month. The entire month changed around, the entire other. So V'Nahafachu, right? V'Nahafachu, everything got switched around. When we come to Megillah, or to Shabbos, Sunday, how does a person come? They come to Simcha. The beginning of the story, there's a lot of scary things going on. Haman decrees the Jews are going to die. Shushan is Navocha. Everybody's scared. Yeah, but we know the end of the story. So no one walks in sad, because we already know the end. Once that first Purim happened, and it ended off with a Simcha, forever, V'nahafachu, we turn from the end to the beginning. Meaning we take from the end, which is the Simcha, and we already bring it into the beginning. No one comes into the Megillah sad. We come in happy. We take the last month of the year, the ends, and we turn the whole thing into Simcha. V'nahafachu, the ends become the beginning. Right? Usually you have to start at the beginning and you work your way to the end, and hopefully it's a happy ending. But since Purim happened, every act of Purim, we start with the happiness already at the beginning. And we see this already in the Megillah. Esther was very nervous to go into Ahasuerus. Everybody knows the story, right? There's a gezeira, Jews are going to die. Mordechai says, "Listen, Esther, you're the queen. You could speak to Ahasuerus." And what does she answer back? "I don't know. You know, he only if he calls you. If you don't get called by the king and you enter his throne room, he could kill you. I don't want to die. And he hasn't called me in 30 days. Right? I remember this part of the Megillah? So what does Mordechai say back? This is one of the most dramatic parts of the Megillah. I'm sure everybody knows. Vayegidu l'Mordechai divrei Esther. And Mordechai was told over what Esther said. "I don't know if I can go." Yomer Mordechai LaHashiv El Esther, and Mordechai said, "Say, tell this to Esther." Now Mordechai couldn't speak to Esther; she was in the palace. It was between. There was a middleman, and he's saying very strong, "Al Tadabi Menasheich LeHimali Beis Hamelech Mikol Yudim." Don't think that you're going to be saved because you're sitting in the palace and you're going to be saved. Now all the Jews. Now no one knew she was Jewish; she wouldn't tell anybody. Don't think that that we're all going to have to fight. You're going to be safe. Because if you be quiet at this moment and you don't go to Achashverosh like I'm telling you to, I'm telling you, says Mordechai, I'm guaranteeing that there will be a savior. We will be saved. How? Somehow. We don't need you. If you don't go in, Kadosh Baruch is going to take care. And you and your whole family, they're going to perish. So he says, very strong. And who knows if this was the exact moment why Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in this place in the kingdom. Right? So the point I want to bring out is Mordechai, what is Mordechai saying? He needs Esther, she's in the palace. She's the one who can help. She's the queen now. Crazy thing. Jewish girl. Queen. And he says, go. She says, I don't know if I can. And then Mordechai says, if you don't help, I'm telling you right now, guaranteed, we're going to be saved. It's guaranteed. Mordechai was already living the end of the story in the beginning. He knew already we were going to be saved. He had strong bitachon that Klal Yisrael can never be destroyed. We just learned the Parsha Kisisa. Kadosh Baruch, right? The Klal Yisrael does the eagle. Kadosh Baruch wants to kill them all, and Moshe Rabbeinu steps up and says, "You can't kill them. You can't kill Klal Yisrael." We can't explain the whole thing now, but that's what he says to Kadosh Baruch. And Kadosh Baruch says, "You know, you're right. I can't. I forgive them." To make a long story short, so Mordechai knew it's impossible that a Kadosh Baruch would ever destroy Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk that we say in the Haftarah this week, Parsha Zachar, the Navi. Netzach Yisrael lo yeshaker. The Netzach Yisrael, I think Shwaki made it into a song. That's how you remember psukim, you know, from songs. Netzach Yisrael, the everlasting nature of Yisrael lo yeshaker, will never be a shaker. Meaning, will last forever. It's impossible. So Mordechai comes to Esther and says, I know for sure. There's no way we're not going to be saved. This is your shining moment. It could be you. You could be the messenger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring the salvation to Klal Yisrael. Forever there'll be a Megillas Esther and a Tainus Esther, and people will learn your story, or not. You could choose not to. And then no one will ever remember you ever again. Somebody else will take over. So you see that Mordechai, what did he tell her to do? He tells her to do something that's illogical. What's illogical? Achashverosh didn't call. What's the regular mode by King Achashverosh? When you're called, then you come, right? What did Mordechai say? No, that's not how we're going to do it here. You're going to go before you're called. You're going to do the ends before the beginning. Beginning, you get called, end, you come. Mordechai says, this whole thing is in a huff of who. You can go now. Bring the ends to the beginning. Go without being called. And we know how Esther did. We did, she did. Also, the whole story, really, of the Megillah, we can't go through everything now. The whole story of Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the ends to the beginnings. Right? There's a concept in Chazal called that Hashem's Makdim, the Refuah to the Makkah. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the salvation, the Refuah, the Yeshuas, before he even hits. He brings the medicine before he even hits. Right? So what's the Makkah? Haman, the Gezerah. So we know. Before Haman even comes to power, what happens at the beginning of the story? Vashti dies. Esther's already in the kingdom before Haman even comes to power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makdim him the refuah, the salvation, the healing with Esther, before even Haman came to power. Also, before Haman makes the decree, right before Haman makes the decree, that's when Mordechai tells Achashverosh about Bigson Viserys. Right? Bigson Viserys wanted to kill the king, Achashverosh. Mordechai understood. He told. They wrote it down in the books. Mordechai saved the king. The next parak starts. And now Haman sees Mordechai, hates Mordechai, and makes a decree. He wants to kill the Jews. But before that already, Mordechai was already in that book. And then that's when everything switches around. Right? When Mordechai goes on the horse, and not Haman. So the whole story, and the Vilna Gaon actually goes through the entire story like this. How every single thing in the Megillah was already planned beforehand. That the Kaddish was already had the salvation. It was already done. Kaddish Baruch Hu, of course, knows everything. Ha-Yehovah-Viyah. So he knew that the Jews would be saved. So he already was putting Esther in place. He's already putting Mordechai in place. Everything, all the placements that he was making was already in advance. He's bringing the ends to the beginning. It's been a hafachu. This is how the whole story goes. We see also that in a nice Megillah, a nice klaf, if you've ever seen, the word melech is on the top of every single page, right? Every single column. Because we know that every time it says HaMelech, even though in the Pashup Shah it's referring to Achashverosh, we know that it's also referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or it's really referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's also referring to Achashverosh. Because everything that happened in the Megillah, everything that happens in our lives, a Kodesh Baruch Hu ordains, he's the one who decides what's going on. So when it's at the top of every column, it's to tell you, whatever's about to happen in this column, Kodesh Baruch Hu already decided. That's the point of the Melech being on top. To remember, it's already done. The salvation's already here. It's a cute thing. I don't know if it's cute, but HaMelech, if you keep the letters Hey and Mem, okay? Keep those two letters, HaMelech. Lamed and Chaf, if you do the gematria, a Lamed is 30 and a Chaf is 20. So if you know math, that's 50. 50 is, do you know what letter 50 is? No. What? No. Nun. So what do we have left? We have Hey, Mem,
Haman.
So HaMelech is also the same, basically the same letters as Haman, which means the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't just running Achashverosh, he's also running Haman. Right? Even everything that Haman did, Gemara tells us that what Haman did when he took off the ring from Achashverosh and he signed that Gezerah, that Klal Yisrael is going to die, says the Gemara, he did more with that one act. Haman, the Rasha, did more for Klal Yisrael on that one act than all the 48 Nevi'im. Meaning, Haman was able to bring a national tshuva. Everybody was davening, fasting, and doing tshuva because they were scared to die. When Yirmiyahu and Avi and Yechezkel and Yeshaya are all yelling, do tshuva, do tshuva. Some people, of course, did. But the entire nation didn't. Haman was able to do that. Haman is just, it's just a Kaddish Baruch Hu wearing a mask. Haman's not a real person. He's wearing a mask of a Kaddish Baruch, right? Kaddish Baruch wear a lot of masks in the Megillah, right? You don't see his name in the Megillah. There's no Yud Kei Vav Kei. There's no Elokim. Nothing. There's different times in the Pesukim where sometimes the first letter of the four consecutive words is Yud Kei Vav Kei, or the last letters, but you don't see his name clear. But he's every single person in the Megillah is a Kaddish Baruch wearing a different mask. So it is. So it's already over. The story is already over before it began. Now Mordechai knew that. The rest of the Yidden didn't know that. That's how you need a tzaddik to guide you, to help be mechazik you, and to lead you in tshuva and tefillas. So what does this have to do with us lamaisa? So we discussed this a little bit last month, and we have to know that we're made up, basically, of thoughts, of feelings, and of actions. It's also speech in there a lot. Thoughts, feelings, and actions. And we discussed, if you remember, if you would ask a person, you know, how are you doing? How are you doing? How are they going to define how they're doing? Based on how they feel, usually. Not how they're thinking, not what they're doing, how they're feeling. Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. Don't you? I know it's a beautiful day, but I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good. How you doing? I don't know. Right? We base ourselves based on how we feel. Right? The middle of the body, the heart. We have the thoughts, then we have the feelings, and then you have the actions. So if you remember from Adar Aleph, for those who are here, just to remind, that we discussed that who is the real you? Are you your actions? Are you accounting? Are you, you know, social work? No, that's not who you are, that's what you do. Are you happy? Is that who you are? No, it's how I feel. Okay, so then who is the I? Is it how you're thinking? We explain the I is really the neshama. Right? The true eye of a person, man, woman, child, the true eye is the neshama inside. And we discussed then that the highest way and the deepest way, and it's the most difficult as well, that if one can get in touch with that place, if one can get in touch with that place inside, then nothing in the world would bother. Nothing from the outside, which generally we are subject to everybody's opinion, we're subject to the weather, we're subject to everything. Did it go well? Did it not go well? How do I feel about that? How do you feel about that? How do you like the way I dress? We're thrown around by everybody's opinion. But if a person can get to their essential self, which is really the neshama, easier said than done, then they're not subject to anything. They're beyond everything. But that was other Aleph, and that's a high major again. But what we want to talk about now is something that's more on our level to do. It has to do with Purim. So there's another way that we can get inside of ourselves. Either you can go to the deepest, deepest place of yourself, which is a good thing to do. But how? But that's hard for a person to go. What am I supposed to go into a meditative state? I'm supposed to. I don't know what that is. How do I do that? So how do we change the way we feel? How do we change the way we feel? I'm not feeling good. So there's a way that goes milamala lamata, from above to below. And there's a way that goes milamata lamala, from below to above. This is the way of bringing the ends to the beginning. What's the ends? So in the three parts of a person, the thoughts, the feelings, and the actions, let's say. What's the beginning and what's the end? The beginning is the rosh. The head is the thoughts. The end is the action. Right? Before anybody does any action, they have to think about it. Now, it could be automatic thinking, right? You just do things on automatic that we do all the time. But before you do anything, you have to have some kind of thought, even if it's very quick, right? So here we're going to go backwards. We're going to take the ends and we're going to bring it to the beginning, which is very similar to the concept of Nasa v'Nishma. Usually you have to hear and then you do. How does Klal Yisrael know what to do? But they had a secret. They knew the secret was Nasa v'Nishma. First, we're just going to do. We're ready to do. Then we'll figure everything else out. They flipped it around. That was a secret. Maybe you've heard it before. Acharei pu'ulos nemshech levavos. You ever heard that concept before? That concept means, for those who haven't heard it, acharei pu'ulos, after the actions of a person, goes their heart. Right? Generally, a person, they act based on how they feel. If they feel down, they act down. If they're feeling happy, then they act happy. That's generally how it goes, right? Because we define ourselves based on how we feel. But there is a way to change that, to go against the grain, to swim upstream, which is acharei pu'ulos nemshech levavos. After the action goes the heart. Now, I'll read to you a few lines in Mesil Sesharim. Very, very important. This is the end of Parak Zion, Mesil Sesharim. I'll skip around a little bit. And he says, that this is Zrizus. Zrizus is with energy, right? To be a Zoris, it's very important. To live life with energy. He says, Shekemosha Zrizus hu toledes eslatas apinimi. That really, Zrizus, to be energetic, to be moving with fast, with motivation. He says, really? It's an outgrowth of an inner excitement, right? The inside of how I feel will then cause me on the outside to run and to do. Like we said, generally, you will act based on how you feel. So if you're on fire on the inside, then you'll bring the fire to the outside. That's generally how it goes. He says, when a person feels himself, when he's doing a maisa mitzvah, like he's running and he's a lot of movement. Like Avram Avinu, we know, right? He was always running. That was his inyan. That also can cause an inner movement. He says, but if a person works, it says, Achim yisnai b'chvedus b'tunos evarov, but if a person goes to a mitzvah or goes into anything, sluggish, gam tunos rucho tishka v'techpe, so that will cause his insides to also... If he moves slowly, then his insides will also start to slow down. He says, and this is tested. And he says, "V'amnam kvar yadata." It's already known. Shahanirtzi yoser bavodas abore. What is most desired by a Kadosh Baruch Hu when we serve him? And there's many ways to do mitzvahs. many different types of mitzvahs. Even smiling at a person is a mitzvah. What is it Kadosh Baruch Hu want the most? Hu chefetz halev uchukas haneshama. He wants a heart to be the desire to serve Him. He wants a neshama that's yearning to serve Him in any way that we can. There's so many ways. We have to expand what a mitzvah is. But there's so many ways to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. He wants the motivation. He wants the yearning. He wants the excitement. He says, "Ve'ulam." He says, "Ha'adam asher ein chem dehazos lo hetes bo karoy." But what happens when you have a person? They're not so excited. They're not on fire. They don't have this. So what do? How do you just turn on an inside motivation? A chevetz aleif, a chukas haneshama. Sounds very nice. What happens if you don't have that?
It's a discipline.
What do you mean?
Don't want to work out, but you do it. You have to. You're not going to feel that sense of excitement every day.
So this is what it says. So what happens when you have a person who doesn't feel it inside? Eitzah tova. Says in Mesillas Yesharim, have an eitzah tova. If you don't feel like working out one day, what do? Eitzah tova hi lo l'she yizdaris b'ritzono kidei shi yimashich mizeh shi tivolig bo achem de b'teva. He said, if a person starts to run with zrizus, if you start to move, do the action, you don't feel it. But if you could fake it till you make it. If you start to run fast and to do, and to push yourself, that will create a chemda, a desire in your heart. Ki atenua hachitzona, because your outer movements of your body, me'oreres apinimus, will awaken and inspire the insides. So if your heart's not feeling it, then you have to start moving faster. This is very difficult because when your heart's not feeling it, you don't want to move faster. You're not feeling well. Your friends say, come, let's go out to eat. Nah, I'm not feeling good. No, come on, it'll make you feel. Nah, I don't want to. It happens like every day, right? When you're not feeling it, you don't want to move. Sometimes you need your friends to drag you out. That's the only way. And certainly, we have more control in general over our outside, meaning our actions, than our heart. I can't just snap my fingers and turn my heart on, but I could start running. I could. And he says a line here, "Achin yishtamish mimasha biyado." If you do what you can, physically you can run, you can move, you can jump, you can dance. If you do that, yikne gam she'enu biyamdo. You'll be kona, you'll acquire that which is not in your ability. Meaning, if you do what you can do, and you run, and you jump, and whatever it is, whatever mitzvah that it is that you have to do, by davening, I'll tell people, daven out loud. Rabbi Nachman says it already. You go to davening, I'm feeling it today, for whatever reason, daven out loud. Not screaming, but daven that you can hear yourself, and you could sing it, that can bring you out, that can raise your heart up. You can acquire on the inside what you don't have, by doing what you can do. So, achri pulsam shechavos, to bring the ends to the beginning. What can you do? The end is my actions. That I could do. Bring that to the beginning. Start with that. Who cares how you feel? Easier said than done, of course. But you have to bring the end to the beginnings. And in the world of action, now we're going to get back to Rabbi Nachman. In the world of action, if there would be a beginning action and an end action, the beginning actions would be normal things. The end of actions, like the last straw, is what? Mili d'shtusa. To do silly things. But sometimes you need to do silly things. Sometimes to break out of the hold, when a person is sinking into the ground, the teva is to feel down, to feel bad, whatever it is. And you could say 100 reasons why I feel bad. And we could all say, sure. We believe you. We believe that you should feel bad. And you have all the reasons in the world. But that's still never a good excuse. Because you're not, so who should be down? Because people like the sympathy. They like that. I understand. But it's better to be the one to give sympathy to others than to have sympathy brought upon yourself. You'd rather give to others. So therefore, says Rabbi Nachman, that sometimes to be able to break out of that lack of feeling or that tevor you're down, you even have to do mili d'shtusa. Remember, what did Rabbi Nachman say? He says that a person has to be besimcha tamid. The problem is the atvas, the sadness, the pessimism, the negativities. This didn't go my way, that didn't go my way, whatever it is, the weather's not my way. it starts to bring us down. So what do you have to do? L'achriach atzmo. You have to push yourself. You have to do actions. You have to start moving. Do jumping jacks. It's not a joke. Actually do jumping jacks. You see people are smiling because they think it's so silly, but that's what it is. Even say silly things. Yeah, have you ever been down and you look in a mirror and you start to smile? You ever do that? I've done it. Never did it? You should try it. Next time you don't, you've done it. Yeah? It works, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. See, you think it's a joke. You wake up in the morning, whatever it is, you're just not, whatever. You're not feeling great. Look in the mirror, look yourself straight in the mirror, and just smile. So you're already laughing doing it, saying it. See what happens. There's science behind it also. Kodesh Baruch Hu created an interesting body. But try it. Because that's an action. That's an action that can be ma'or, that can inspire the insides. Ah, it's silly. Yeah, sometimes you need to go that far. Sometimes the regular stuff doesn't work. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Whatever you can do to make yourself happy. Because to be happy is to be expansive. To be happy is to be strong, is to be confident. Who would want the opposite? If you'd ask anybody who's not feeling good, you'd ask them, do you want to not feel good? Is this really, really what you want? I think most times they would say no. I would like to be happy. So be happy. They're like, I can't be happy. I'm not feeling good. So you tell them, but I know what you could do. Do 25 jumping jacks. Go up and down the stairs 5 times. Like, no, that's crazy. What are you talking about? But if you get them to do it, what happens when you do something that's out of your comfort zone in the sake of becoming happy? See, what's this person? We have the inside of the person in the deepest part of the person, they want to be happy. You ask them, do you want to be sad? Do you want to be happy? I want to be happy. Okay, but I don't feel good. So I really want to be happy. That's the deepest part of the person. But Lamaisa, my heart, the middle of who I am, I'm not feeling good. So when a person does, now you have a fight. How should you feel? Usually you're going to lose because the feelings aren't going to win. But if you do an action, and sometimes you need mili dishtu, so you need something silly, the outside actions attaches, they sandwiches to the inside, I want to be happy, and it squashes away, it melts that feeling of down. That's what happens. Try it. Mark Twain once said, listen to this, maybe you've heard this line, dance like nobody's watching. Have you heard this line? Dance like nobody's watching, sing like nobody's listening, live like it's heaven on earth. It's a big line. He was a smart person. We say that every day in Shema, Kimei HaShemayim al Aretz. To live days of Shemayim. It's a funny pasuk. You ever think about that? The end of Shemayim, we say Kimei HaShemayim al Aretz. Like the days of Shemayim on Aretz. What is that? What does that even mean? Aretz is when we're down, we're sunken into the ground. The teva of the person. HaShemayim is thinking above. I don't want to be down. I want to be up, but I can't. I don't know how to do that. So sometimes you have to dance like nobody's watching. Nobody has to know. Put on happy music and just dance it out. Okay, ask my wife. This is not something that's foreign to us. Not feeling good, we got to dance it out. You have to do it. Yeah.
I don't know who says it, but somebody says that if you dance every day, it's like a ticket to Olhaba.
Probably Rabbi Nachman. Yeah, I think Rabbi Nachman says to be dancing like a half hour every day. Yeah, but that's what it is. Because there's a lot of depth to it. There's a lot of depth specifically to dancing. Rabbi Nachman says that if a person wants to break dinim, there's struggles. He's feeling pressed. He's feeling down. So Rabbi Nachman says the way out, and he gives it's a 5-page explanation, but the end of it, which he actually says in the beginning. Rabbi Nachman very often, when he gives an eitzah, a piece of advice, which is really the end, he should explain everything, and then say, and therefore, he usually brings it right in the beginning. And then he explains the whole thing, because he always likes to bring the ends to the beginnings. And he says, clap and dance. That's what he says. Clapping and dancing can bring a person out of his dinim, of his feeling squashed. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about. That's v'nahafachu. Rabbi Nachman says in a different Torah, in Chav Gimel, he says that sometimes when you're dancing in a circle, I don't know if it's by the ladies, but by the men for sure, definitely by Simchas Torah. I remember Rav Weinberger, an Eish Kodesh, my Rabbi, he said this one year right before Simchas Torah dancing. And he said this Torah, and he said, Rabbi Nachman says that sometimes when you're dancing in a circle, and of course Rav Weinberger was referring to Simchas Torah, you'll see some guys on the side, come dance. Nah, I'm not feeling like it. Now, if there's older gentlemen, okay, you understand. They sometimes they can't dance. But you have a lot of the guys there on the side, by the chasanas, they're on the side. I don't know about the girl side. I don't know. I've never really seen that side. But the guy's side, there's always the guys on the side, but the chairs, with the drinks, whatever. I don't feel like it. Rabbi Nachman says, drag them into the circle. Because once they start lifting their legs, once they start moving fast, their tenuos, their movements, what does it do? It's ma'or their panemius. It could take them out, at least for those few minutes are in the circle. I don't know if it's going to change their lives forever, but it will change their mood for those few minutes that they're in the circle. You drag them into the circle. And there's sometimes parts of our own life. A lot of us, part of us, I mean, each one of us, 80% is happy, but 20% is on the outside. Or we have days are good, but then we have this one day that's on the side. It doesn't want to be in the circle. Either you have good friends who could drag you in, but sometimes you have to do it yourself. Sometimes you have to go to a mirror and smile. Sometimes you have to close all the shades and turn on some good fast music and just dance it out. Sometimes you sing at the top of your lungs. No one has to know. It's between you and yourself. But this is the way out. Mila d'shtusa, to bring the ends to the beginnings. This is what we're taught by Purim. Purim is a day that we come, already we're living the ends. We're already excited. Where people are dressing up, Mishloach Manos. Even if a person's not feeling good, he fakes it on Purim. No one's sad on Purim. Can't be sad. Because Purim is that which brings the ends to the beginnings. It brings bring the action in. Don't worry. Ad lo yada. It doesn't matter what you're thinking sometimes. Right? Once hit me, right? So for the men, there's a mitzvah that a person is supposed to drink until ad lo yada, until he doesn't know the difference between what? Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. There's another difference between the wicked Haman and the blessed Mordechai. What does that mean? So everybody has different explanations what that means. But once I was thinking, you know, everybody has inside them good thoughts, good actions, bad actions. We have a mixture inside of us. Right? We have a Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. We have a Baruch Mordechai inside of us. And we have an Ar Haman. Now the whole year, we have to fight. Right? We have to try to be good. We have to put down the bad side. But one day a year, Ad Lo Yada, to recognize that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us even the bad side he gave us. For one day a year, ad lo yada, don't even pay attention to it. I'm not saying do bad things, but just dance it out. With Haman, with Mordechai, with every Tuzaman, everybody's going to dance together. No rules on Purim. And a person has to live like this, Gansiyar Purim, they say. It's a concept. The whole year should be Purim. We have to live with this simcha. We have to live with this. There's a lot of sadness in this world. And the simcha doesn't mean not feeling the pain of what's going on with other Jews or the pain that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. That's not what it means when a person's with simcha. Because on the contrary, if a Jew in New York is trying to be mechazik himself and to be besimcha in order to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if duas Hashem, besimcha. Mitzvah gedol liyos besimcha tamid. It's a mitzvah gedol just to be besimcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be happy. When we do that, that can send influence to the whole world. That can make other people happy. People in Eretz Yisrael can feel that. Simcha is contagious. So it's kedai for us to bring the end to the beginning, to elevate ourselves, even if we're not feeling so great. Do whatever you have to do, even mili d'shtusa, even silly things. And you know what? For those who already looked in the mirror, who looked in the mirror already? So you looked in the mirror already.
I dance.
You dance also. Make a funny face in the mirror. Try that one time. Try that one time. You sound silly, but that's the point. That's the point. So we should be zocha that we should find ourselves as much besimcha as possible. And even if we don't find ourselves besimcha, we should mechazak ourselves to the simcha. And if you see a friend that's not besimcha, bring him into the circle. Maybe you have to dance with them. But it's also to me miayish, rak simcha. That's all.
Thank you.
It's up to you.